Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 9th of March. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, which has managed to get away its placing at £2 and stayed above that level for the whole of the today. The low was £2.10 and sort of a normal rule, which is that one, we're seeing a lot of stocks which are staying above their placing price, and two, a stock which does that is clearly pretty bullish. Current technical position here is that we're in a line of resistance there from the beginning of the month around the £2.60 level. So if you're looking for a momentum trigger, be waiting for an end of day close above that. Ideally, also today, we remain above the 20-day moving average at £2.35. That would be a real result, I think. And in terms of the stop loss, we've got a support line there from the beginning of the year around £2.10, hence the bounce off that level today. So let's see whether it's £2.10, £2.35 or £2.60 which are in play. And the big picture target over the next 1 to 2 months up towards £4.50 is a target, perhaps as soon as the end of April, if we are really lucky, I suppose, with Bitcoin, etc. On to Afritin, which has got a solid looking chart and looks as though after the consolidation that we've had over about 3 or 4 weeks, the shares are finally ready to break out. The close opened at the low of the day and have rallied strongly since. End of day close above the February peak, 5.25 pence should be enough to deliver the start of a new leg to the upside. And we've been looking for the top of a rather wide rising trend channel from September 2018 as the target over the next couple of months. Again, promising us a target there as high as 7.75 pence, maybe by the end of April or going into May. Stock which seemed to make out being enjoy going down every day for a week or more, I think it was. Cellular goods, but looks as though the bloodletting has finally stopped, or at least it's temporarily stopped, as judging by the 5-minute chart. Here we've got a rising trend channel that you can potentially draw from the end of last week. If we hold the support line there, the lower parallel around 9.5 pence, probably to be safe, then we could still be up for a potential move towards, I suppose, resistance on the way down, which was around 13.5 pence. That's probably in the near term the most achievable target, let's say, for the shares. It would be good to see an end of day close, though, through 10.7 pence either today or tomorrow too. Just to underline the fact that there has been a turnaround, a lasting turnaround in the shares. Moving on along to an equally fraught situation, it looks like if you're in the CBD space, you've got to be prepared for volatility /pain. Here we've got MGC Pharma, and here we've just seen the shares just nudging their downtrend line from the highs. The high was around 9 pence. Last month, and the resistance line there currently at 3.8. So that's an end of day close above that level, really what we're looking to get the shares back on the road in terms of the upside. Above 4 pence, looking for, I suppose, 7 or 8 pence as a best case scenario over the next 4 to 6 weeks if we break that 4 pence and that trend line relatively quickly. Obviously, the stop loss back below 2.8 pence, which was resistance on the way up. Moving along to a stock which has been bumping along the bottom, we think, over the last few weeks. Microsaic looks as though it's just ready now, finally, to break out of the falling wedge it's been in since the middle part of January. That line there around 0.23 pence, so looking for an end of day close above that. If you're cautious, maybe you'd leave it to a clearance of the 50-day moving average at 0.25 pence. And then above that, obviously, then we'll be looking for 0.3, 0.35 as an initial target, hopefully by the end of the month. And clearly nobody wants to see an end of day close back below the last support at 0.19 at the end of last month. Interesting development at Mode, which has been a bit sluggish, let's say, as compared to the price of Bitcoin. Obviously, there was a placing involved as well, so that slowed things down. But the reason for inclusion today is that it looks as though the shares are actually hit the bottom of the rising trend channel that's been in place since the stock came to market, or at least since December in this case. So today's low at 51 pence, if that is the floor of the channel. then clearly the Y channel there would point back towards 80 pence plus, etc., etc. If you're cautious of the shares, which some might be, you'd either use an end-of-day close above the rising 50-day moving average at 54 pence, or perhaps maybe wait on a break of Friday's peak at 58 pence as a momentum trigger. That's also the 30-day moving average area as well. But a decent end-of-day close above the 50-day line, probably enough for most people, along with the bounce off the price channel floor. On to N4 Farm, which I know has a lot of fans, and it's been a bit of a rocky ride, a sort of a heart trace monitor type price action with a spike and then coming back almost immediately. We've had that several times, so this is not for the faint-hearted, but plus points here are that we had the gap through the 50-day moving average in December. That gap has never been filled, even though there have been several support points, which is normally a very bullish sign of a potential multi-bagger once the dust has settled. Decent end-of-day close today above the 50-day average at 8.83 pence should be enough to at least give us one of those periodic spikes, in this case back to 14 pence. And the good thing, I suppose, is the stop loss at the 200-day moving average looking relatively strong. I mean, the shares have found support there on several occasions and bounced back very well from that particular zone. On to Open Orphan, which had some news out today, which was, I think, another more contract news. Situation here is that we're still in, we're sort of in a holding pattern. They've got the shares above, trading at and around and above the old 28.9 pence high from January. In fact, we're right on that now, so that's good. Old resistance becoming new support, so that's a plus point. And the view here is that at least while we're above 27 pence and above that broken October resistance line, we should be heading higher. I've been looking for a rather high target. Maybe it's a bit too high, but 60-70 pence does seem to be the place for the shares to go to if the price channel that I've drawn is correct, which it's rather difficult to get it wrong, if you see what I mean. You've got that peak there from August and the peak there from October. So it looks as though we've got a wide rising trend channel there. Momentum trigger, obviously, a clearance of 33 pence and last month's resistance, but this looks as though it is shaping up quite nicely at the moment. Moving along to Pyrrhos, which maybe is more straightforward, and stock which is now more in a hurry than Open Orphan. Here we can see that the shares have managed to be loyal to a rising trend channel, a wide one in the same way that Open Orphan has, from August, and the top of the channel now heading up towards 30 pence. The reason for inclusion today, apart from the rise and the news as well, with the investment in Pluto, which it has in common with Argo blockchain, is that we've had a gap to the upside, and gaps through resistance tend to be very strong momentum triggers. So the gap through 15 pence and also through that late February peak at 15.9 pence. Decent end of day close above 15.9 pence either today or during the week should be enough to give us the 30 pence target as soon as the end of next month. Maybe if you're cautious, just wait for a crossing of the buy cross of the MACD indicator, but looks like with the gap the shares are on their way. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First is Tirupati Graphite here, tantalizingly close to a decent breakout here. We had the peak earlier in the month at 97.6 pence, so looking for an end of day close through that. Already, I suppose, we've broken that line of resistance from January at 95 pence. So, as I said, tantalizingly close to a breakout and a potential move up towards that December resistance line projection. Currently promising £1.40 plus over the next couple of months or so. Stop loss at this stage, back below the 20-day moving average at 87. But really, while we're above the uptrend line from December, around that level, we should be pretty safe from any delays in the upside argument. Finally, a stock which I looked at about a week ago and seems to be back in business for the bulls. The reason for including it today is that presumably after the peak at 3 pence and then the recent decline to 1.5 pence, all the weak hands are out and we're ready to progress. Looking back at that old peak at 1.73 pence from September, while there's no end-of-day close back below that, now we are looking towards a line of resistance from July as high as 3.5 pence as soon as the end of next month. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.